What is going on here, intern Dom? I have something from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Vehicles, in other words, the DMV. Final notice. Our records show that as of today, you still have an outstanding traffic ticket. They're texting me here, these people. There's nothing that makes me angrier than this type of thing. And also the tolls on the Pennsylvania Turnpike these days are absolutely blanking outrageous. Outrageous they are. So they're telling me, and then they threaten me. If you do not complete payment by July 29th, is that today?
Yes.
Why don't they just say by today? We will take the following actions. Report the DMV violation database. Report to that. Suspend your vehicle registration starting tomorrow. Is this real, first of all? Or is this a prank?
Oh, see? See, now you got to be careful.
I know.
You got to be careful because this could be...
And then it says, if you want to pay, pay now, or you'll be prosecuted.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't...
Suspend my driving privileges?
Yeah, I think that
I don't even have... If I have a ticket, it's like a parking meter in Mount Lebanon or some crap like that. Why am I being threatened?
Do you know for a fact if you have an outstanding parking ticket?
I do have one.
You do?
Yeah, I don't know where it went. It went flying off my windshield.
I'll take a look at the text during the break just to make sure it's on the up and up. But you got to be careful because it could be fake. But
it's fake.
Also...
It's fake. I think it's fake. Well, how do they know how does the fake people know I have an outstanding ticket?
Here, hold on. Let me come in there real quick and just take a look at it.
No, not right now. We have to talk sports. I just wanted to mention that.
Well, no, this is something you need to take care of, though.
I know. The threat, I don't like... What, I'm not going to be allowed to drive tomorrow because I didn't pay $15 to park outside the coffee shop in Mount Lebanon because they had an overzealous parking ticket officer out there?
Don't mess with it right now.
All right. Aaron Rodgers was asked, this was about a week ago. I missed this, but it was Jerry Dulac, was asked if he agreed with general manager Omar Khan's assertion that the Steelers are built to be a Super Bowl contender. Dulac says, and I quote, his answer was curious. Here was Rodgers' answer. I think most of the 32 teams would probably say something to that accord at this time of year. Meaning, of course, you know, they're built to be a Super Bowl contender, Rodgers said. And Rodgers went on to say, I think there's really only 6 to 8 that really have a legitimate chance. Sometimes it's 10 to 12 and there's teams that surprise you. But I would say on paper, we're probably one of those 10 to 12. I find nothing curious about that answer. Jerry says it's a curious answer. Who are you talking to and what do you say, Dom? He's talking to somebody in the... This is unbelievable. What is going on here? Dom! You're in the middle of a radio show.
No, we're trying to help you out, Joe. You wouldn't let me come in and look at it.
Who was it?
But we believe, everybody, the phone is ringing off the hook, that is a fake text message.
Okay. All right. I thought we had moved on from that to Steeler
camp. No, I don't want you to get scammed. We're all worried about you.
Okay. But how do they know? How do they know that this happened once before? They knew something else in my private life where they seized upon it to torture me. And I took the bait. The only time in my life I took the bait. Now I can't remember what it was. But there was something that I hadn't done that they knew about. How do the scammers know I haven't paid a parking ticket?
I would assume that they could be making it up or
out of nowhere when I haven't paid a parking ticket.
How long has this parking ticket been outstanding?
I don't know, Dom. I don't keep track of these things.
Okay, but if it's been like 3 years, then
maybe they assume everybody has an outstanding parking ticket.
A lot of people are threatening me. Yeah, you know what? I'll make the decision for you. Don't touch it.
Okay.
Delete the message. Don't worry about it.
All right. Thank you. Dom, stop talking to people. You're on the air with me. What do you think of that answer by Rodgers? Or weren't you listening?
I thought it was a great answer by Rodgers.
So did I. I don't understand why Dulac thinks that answer is, quote, curious. Rodgers is saying, and I think he's right, that there's usually only 6 to 8 teams that have a legit chance to win the Super Bowl. He said sometimes it's 10 to 12, and I would say on paper we're probably one of those 10 to 12.
I don't know what's curious about it.
And neither do I. I think he's exactly right. Let's go over some teams here that you think have a really legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. May we do that together?
Yeah, sure.
And I think Rodgers is saying we're in that 10 to 12 group. Not that we're one of the high ones. We're in the 10 to 12 group. That's how I read that. Did you?
Yeah, 100%. There's nothing curious about this. A, he's right. And B, if anything, he's lifting the team up.
Now my computer won't work. Now that's a problem. Why do these things happen in threes, Dom? That's what I can't figure out. All right. Well, I know these things by heart. Let's go to the AFC East. The number of legitimate Super Bowl contenders is how many?
In the AFC East?
Yes. One. Buffalo.
One. Buffalo. Yes.
Right? Of course. Okay. The AFC North. How many legitimate Super Bowl contenders in the AFC North?
Three.
Three?
Yes. Baltimore, Cincinnati, and I would put Pittsburgh there as well.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not. I'm actually in
my mind. The Steelers are a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
I think they're making the AFC Championship game.
What?
Yeah, I said that a few weeks ago, and I'm sticking by it.
Who are they playing, just out of curiosity?
Bengals. I think the Bengals are winning the Super Bowl.
Why is my nose dripping?
Yeah, I was going to say, are you okay in there? What's going on? What's going on with you today?
I don't know.
Text messages and I don't know what else is going on.
Something went horribly wrong.
But no, I think...
You've lost your mind.
I think Pittsburgh is
Steelers
a Super Bowl contender.
Why?
Because they were a team last year that won double-digit games and made the playoffs.
Yeah.
And now you add a four-time MVP at quarterback. You upgrade at wide receiver one. You'll probably have a better run game. Offensive line will be better.
You just questioned the offensive line in the last segment with
I did.
Me.
I have many questions. I'm projecting they're going to be better than last year. Defense is just as good, if not better. And it boils down to who the quarterback is. I think Aaron Rodgers, he had top 10 numbers last year, better than the MVP, better than the Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
It's a fact.
Okay.
So, yes, yeah, Super Bowl contender.
Fair enough. Keep track of how many you and I each are saying here, okay? I say Buffalo in the East. I say Baltimore. And I have to put Cincinnati as a... See, I think they could miss the playoffs, actually. But the fact that they have Burrow... means if they get there, and I think they're a little bit better defensively, if they get there, to me, they're a legit Super Bowl contender. So I put two teams in the AFC North. You put three. All right. AFC South, anybody?
Texans would be the closest.
It's a yes or no question, Dom.
Super Bowl contender. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so would I. So would I. They win at least a playoff game every year. They do that. I think C.J. Stroud is still very good. I think his receiving core was decimated last year. And they might have the defensive player of the year in Will Anderson. And they've done some other things. Danielle Hunter they brought in, for example. That's a good football team, I think. So, okay, nobody else in that division. How about the AFC West, which has suddenly become interesting? How many legitimate Super Bowl contenders in the AFC West?
I'll go two. Yeah. I think two. Chiefs and I'll go Chargers.
Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos for me. I think Bo Nix is a star. And I think that they've kept his favorite weapon. And I think they were pretty darn good down the stretch last year. And I think Sean Payton has it together.
They have the reigning defensive player of the year.
So in the AFC, exactly. One, two, three, four. I have seven legit Super Bowl contenders in the AFC. You?
I have seven also.
Okay, let's go NFC. Legit Super Bowl contenders in the East. I have two, Philly and Wash.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Washington is actually making the Super Bowl.
Oh, what? You could be right. NFC North, Detroit and Green Bay for me. You?
Detroit, Green Bay, probably not. Yeah, Detroit and Green Bay.
NFC South, nobody.
I'm tempted to pick the Buccaneers here, but I agree, none.
NFC West, Rams and Niners for me.
Not Niners for me. Rams, I'm not as big on the Rams as other people are, but I'll throw them in there. One.
I mean, you don't have to. So how many does that add up for us?
We each have 12.
There you go. 10 to 12. Now, Rodgers has the Steelers on the cusp of that or in it. I'm fine with that if you want to put them in numbers 10 to 12. Although you have them much higher since you think they're going to the AFC title game. but nothing that he said there was curious. I think this is a year where there are 10 to 12 legitimate Super Bowl contenders. I don't think the Steelers are in that mix. But I don't find anything he said to be curious at all. I think he's right on the mark there, or pretty much right on the mark. Dom, you've disappeared.
No, I would assume that maybe Jerry is saying it's interesting because he's inferring that Rodgers is putting them in that conversation. Rodgers is saying the Steelers are Super Bowl contenders, so it's curious. That's the only thing I can think of because I don't know what else is curious about this because we are essentially agreeing with what Rodgers is saying. Whether you put the Steelers in that conversation or not, it's still
obviously
10 to 12.
If the Rodgers thing works out and he has that last great season, then they're obviously a Super Bowl contender. I just think that there are severe question marks surrounding him going into the season. Another team I find very interesting that I think people are mistakenly writing off is the San Francisco 49ers. Have you gone nuts? They still have Christian McCaffrey, who apparently is healthy now. They still have George Kittle.
It's a big apparently.
They have Brandon Ayuk when he's healthy. They still have one of the best, if not the best, left tackles in all of football. They've got weapons, man. And then defensively, the last I checked, they have Nick Bosa. They have Fred Warner. No, they lost a couple guys in the secondary, didn't they?
And they lost Debo Samuel.
But they also brought in a couple guys. Debo Samuel hasn't been the same. That's a pretty good football team, and I think they have a great coach. So I think they're going to be there in the end. I think that is a legit. Some people don't even think they're going to make the playoffs. I think people have lost their minds.
Well, they disappointed last year.
Of course they did. Their whole team was decimated by injury.
If they are healthy and firing on all cylinders, then yes, you are right. But Christian McCaffrey is a huge question mark, whether he'll be healthy or not. And their quarterback is a big question mark, too.
I know. Would you like to dive into the mailbag for a moment?
Yeah, I would.
Every week I do a mailbag, intergalactically read, at the Post Gazette. You can read it on postgazette.com. The lead question today is, if the Reds can target Yandy Diaz, why can't the Pirates? If the Reds are mentioned on Sunday Night Baseball as a great fit for this guy, why shouldn't the Pirates be in on it? And why shouldn't the Pirates outdo them to get him? The Pirates are obviously playing for next year, but this guy is signed to two more club options. He's perfect for the Paul Skeens window at the age of 33, very close to 34. He's getting up there a little bit, but he has shown no signs of erosion. In fact, he's having a better year this year than last year. 285, 814 OPS, 18 home runs, 62 RBIs. He would walk in here tomorrow and be the Pirates' best hitter, and he would be going into next season. And I'm assuming, by the way, do you assume with me that Brian Reynolds will bounce back next year based on his track record?
No.
No. Tell me why.
His track record, listen, when he is, I use the phrase firing on all cylinders, he is one of their best position players, but he has stretches where he's incredibly disappointing. So right now, I don't trust anybody in the lineup.
I know, but his track record would suggest, intern Dom, that he's extremely consistent. His home runs since he's been a full-time major leaguer, 24, 27, 24, 24. His RBIs, 90, 84, 88. His batting averages, 302, 263, 262, 275. His OPS is always around 100. This is an outlier season. I'm sorry. So was his great season where he got MVP votes. He's somewhere in between that. I'm assuming he's going to go back to being about 270 with 20 to 25 home runs next year. He's a pretty good hitter.
But he is regressing. That's where I think
He's having a bad year. I wouldn't say he's regressing overall, would you?
No, but, you know, we got to look at what he's done this season, and it's regression. Listen, I wouldn't trade him, but also if somebody made an offer, I wouldn't be completely opposed to getting a good return.
I guess my point is I'm thinking that's going to happen next year. And if you bring in Yonder Diaz and you have Cruz and you bring in one more bat, suddenly your lineup looks a little bit transformed. I don't know that we've actually characterized how horrible and historically horrific and laughable and ridiculous this Ben Cherington lineup was this season. Jared Triolo was in here for at least half of this season so far. He's batting 158. He's batting like a pitcher, and so is Henry Davis. Henry Davis is unplayable as a batter, and yet he plays mostly as Paul Skene's personal catcher. He's unplayable. He's hitting 177. The canary in the coal mine is horrible. Tommy Pham put it together, but it was way too late. He helped to bury the team, and it's derelict of duty that the GM has a 37-year-old mediocre player batting leadoff right now. And I haven't even gotten to half the other guys. It's just Jack Sawinski. They're still trying out here. What's he batting? 102? What they should have done at the beginning of the year is let Skene's hit. They should have given him all of spring training to ramp up. And I promise you that Skene's would have better power numbers than Key Brian Hayes, IKF, Nick Gonzalez, Spencer Horwitz, Canario, Sawinski, and Davis. He would be a better hitter than any one of those guys. I promise you that. And they should have let him do it. But that's beside the point. I don't remember what the point was, actually. What was the point?
I don't know. We're talking about Brian Reynolds and the frustration with Cherington in the lineup, which again goes back to why people do not want him making these moves at this deadline, because there is a track record that it normally does not go well.
Yeah, he stinks at his job, but that doesn't mean he just can't sit there and not do anything ever.
Do you think if the Pirates, whoever, know that Ben Cherington is not coming back next season, would you allow him to make significant moves at the deadline when it comes to some of their best players?
But what else are you going to do? He just did the draft. Did you allow him to do that?
No, because it's a very tough situation that they're in right now. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know. Burkle Tool asks, Dr. Starkey, what is your prediction for the Steelers? If Rodgers can stay healthy, can they win a playoff game? I said, what do you think my prediction is? After a blowout loss in the wild card round, the Steelers will finish 10-8. In the past 4 years, they're 38-32-1 with a minus 129 point differential. They are the easiest prediction in all of sports. What are you predicting for them?
The Steelers?
No, some other team that I'm talking about.
I don't need the attitude, and I'm predicting that they're going to make the AFC Championship game. I'm being very consistent.
What's their record going to be? You're predicting
11 wins.
And they'll win the AFC North? Where does Baltimore figure in this? They have 19
right
of 22 starters back.
Understood, and they probably have the best overall NFL roster in the entire league. I'm saying I think the Steelers are good enough to make the playoffs pretty comfortably, and I think with Aaron Rodgers, if he's what I expect him to be, yeah, I think they could upset Baltimore in the playoffs or Buffalo or whoever they would have to face.
Thank you, Dom. We'll finish with our baseball predictions, like tonight's game and the trade deadline, next. First, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dom didn't put the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline read in for the 1 p.m. hour, but I'd love to read it. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, we've reached the prediction point of the show. The Chiefs, 10-plus wins in 10 straight seasons, third longest streak in NFL history. Wow. And you were trying to downplay Patrick Mahomes before, which is incredible to me. When we were doing our list of greatest quarterbacks of all time, you thought I was out of my mind for putting him third. Listen to this little stat. You ready? Have you stopped talking?
I haven't said a thing.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
Why aren't you? All right.
I thought you were going to give a stat.
I am. But I said, would you like to hear a stat? And there was nothing coming from you. You've been like mute this whole segment. Are you still speaking?
What are you talking about? The segment just started.
Give me the stat,
for God's sake.
I will. Versus playoff teams the last three seasons. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow, 11-14 record. Lamar Jackson, 17-11, pretty good, right?
Not bad.
Josh Allen, 14-9, pretty good, right?
Not bad.
Patrick Mahomes, 23-8 for a 742 winning percentage. You know, if my eyes tell me he might be the greatest quarterback I've ever seen. But that is reserved right now for John Elway 1 and Brady 2. But Mahomes is 3 on my list right now.
I'm not trying to discredit him by having him 6th on my list. No, I'm not. You just also can't overlook 2 Super Bowl blowouts.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
He's 3-2 in the Super Bowl.
He lost to Tom Brady 31-10 and then just got crushed by the Eagles back in February.
His team got ransacked twice, but you have to note that he went to the Super Bowl those 2 years.
Sure, it counts for something. That's why he's in my top 10. And Aaron Rodgers isn't.
Oh.
Although if he wins a Super Bowl this year, he just might skyrocket up that list.
You are insane, is what I have to say about all of that. No Aaron Rodgers in your top 10 all time. He has 4 MVPs and a Super Bowl MVP.
But you discredited
lost your mind.
You've discredited Brett Favre having 3 straight MVPs, though.
I didn't discredit
it. Yes, you did.
He's in my top 10.
Oh, at number 10. Whoop-de-doo.
He's in my top 10. You sure he had 3 straight MVPs?
I know for a fact.
Do you now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check that.
Go ahead. Look it up on the Google machine.
You go ahead and entertain the masses right now. Do you think Bednar's going to get traded?
Yes. If they're going to trade him, I think now is the time to trade him. Same with Mitch Keller, but I do think Bednar's going to get dealt, which will be sad. He was the biggest fan favorite a couple years ago. I know he had a down 2024, and he's rebounded quite spectacularly this season. But if you're going to trade him at all, now's the time to do it. I think teams are interested. He's probably going to be the highest valued reliever on the market.
Yeah.
So you could probably get a pretty penny for him. So yeah, I would do it.
Holy bird oil. I forgot that Jerome Bettis finished 4th the 1 year Favre won it. 1996. He won it over Elway. Nobody was having great seasons then.
Oh, keep discrediting it. How many straight MVPs?
I'm not discrediting it.
How many straight MVPs did Brett Favre win?
3.
Thank you very much.
And the next year was Barry Sanders. Oh, come on. Sanders had 2,000 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns, and they gave the MVP to Favre? Now, why did they give the MVP? Didn't they share it? They both had 18 first-place votes and a 37.5% share, and they gave it to Favre. That was cheap.
3 straight, baby.
Bennis finished 5th that year, too. Wow. All right. How do you think old Quinn Priester does tonight as he goes for his 10th win? Does that annoy you?
I thought Bailey Falter was starting tonight.
By the way, is Bailey Falter better than Mitch Keller?
No, he's been fantastic this season and a huge bright spot.
Who has a better whip, walk and hits to innings pitch this year?
I understand that.
Wrong, Bailey Falter. Who had a better whip last year, Falter or Keller? Wrong, Falter.
I still think Mitch Keller is overall a better pitcher.
He might be, but they're very. Why don't we talk about Falter more?
He probably should get more recognition for what he's doing.
No, I don't mean that. I mean in terms of trading. Could they get a nice piece for Bailey Falter mixed in with Bednar or mixed in with a prospect?
The thing I would caution, though, is just because the Pirates have an abundance of pitching, which they do,
yeah,
doesn't mean you got to give away all your pitching pieces.
You mean like Quinn Priester?
I mean like Quinn Priester. I mean like Mitch Keller.
Priester's 9-2. Oh, I feel horrible for Pirate fans. I really do. Quinn blanking Priester is going for his 10th win. I'm sorry. I didn't see it. I didn't. He was a first round pick of the Pirates in 2019. He goes to the team that dominates your division, that embarrasses you every year because they're in a smaller marketplace than Pittsburgh. You won't find many of those in Major League Baseball. They're one, and they kick your ass every year, and they pick up Quinn Priester, and now he's about to go 10-2 if he beats the Cubs in a Giant game tonight. Like I said yesterday to Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. Do you know the little gif where it's the karate guy who gets machine gun kicked in the nuts 100 times in a row?
Yes.
That's every Pirate fan. It's just constant.
And now the Brewers are one of the best teams in the sport.
Now they are.
So not only
they win
is
a
he,
division every year.
Right, but not only is he pitching spectacularly, but he's also on a team that is now a World Series contender.
Right.
It's just heartbreaking all around.
So what happened? Why do they unlock this guy? Why does Tampa Bay unlock Glasnow? Why do they unlock Meadows when they did? Why does everybody unlock everybody who's here and stinks?
If Paul Skenes leaves, he might become the best athlete of all time.
Jack Sawinski will probably wind up being Jack Clark when he goes to wherever he goes to, if anybody wants him. Key Brian Hayes will turn into this star at the... Why? Why does that always happen here? Huh?
I don't know. It's incredibly frustrating. I'm with you. I'm in lockstep.
Now, he's going in the most high-profile game on the docket tonight against the Cubs as they're fighting for first place. And the Pirates are sitting here. Anyway.
You missed my joke, by the way. You said, I wonder how Quinn Priester's going to do, and I said, Bailey Falter's starting tonight. Like, you know, joking that you thought Quinn Priester was starting for the Pirates. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Slight chance of rain this afternoon, partly cloudy all day. Sunny with a high of 90 and a low of Evgeny Malkin, 71. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Thank you, Dom. This was wonderful, and I hope we work together again soon.
Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
Bye now.